Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, January 18th, 2018, kind of focusing initially on yesterday's interesting, to say the least, to put it mildly, Senate Commerce Committee hearing titled Terrorism and Social Media, Hashtag Is Big Tech Doing Enough? And really kind of asking some questions, rhetorical in nature, regarding or kind of centering around South Dakota Senator John Thune's opening remarks. And so my next question would perhaps be, when he said violent Islamic terrorist groups like ISIS have been particularly aggressive in seeking to radicalize and recruit over the internet and various social media platforms, no question per se, except perhaps, Senator Thune, do you watch Frontline on PBS? If not, please revisit the aforementioned in hour one of today's broadcast. He said the companies that our witnesses represent have a very difficult task. What company does Clint Watts represent, by the way? Preserving the environment, he said, of openness upon which their platforms have thrived while seeking to responsibly manage and thwart the actions of those who would use their services for evil. Again, not so much a question as a remark. That is incredibly naive. It's an incredibly naive statement. So, so naive, in fact, I wonder if John Thune belongs in the U.S. Senate, let alone on the Commerce Committee, or perhaps our good Senator Thune is simply playing his part in this staged, orchestrated theatrical production. And again, it's, this long and storied, well-documented history of the CIA creating the Afghan Mujahideen and helping this fledgling enterprise along for decades while it finally sort of gets its own legs, through proxies and partners, other intelligence organizations, British intelligence, Pakistani ISI, Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Saudi Arabia is a key partner, obviously, as the wellspring of the ideology and funding and other efforts. And, fast forward to the FBI, as Trevor Aronson puts it in his TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. Trevor Aronson says that after years of research, he's come to the conclusion the FBI is better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them. Hello, America. Where is Congress? Where is the outrage? Trevor Aronson's book, The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. Hello? So where is the outrage? If we're really concerned with confronting, seeking to responsibly manage and thwart the actions of those who would use these services for evil. Anyway, but again, I digress. I want to skip forward and dive back in. But first, let's go to the phones real quick and grab David in Massachusetts. David, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I wanted to call you sooner, but I got to learn the format of your show again. And you like to call us to wait for the second hour and everything, huh? So I wasn't always able to call back at the second hour. But Chris, right, listen. This. The different RBN talk show hosts and everything, they're all different. They all have their own style and so on. But here's a call, I think, that's tailor-made for you, Chris, because you're I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything, but you're a very erudite man, You're a very thoughtful, erudite man. And, you tend to get, as far as I'm concerned, tend to get to the heart of the matter. But listen, You know, you know this whole thing with the I call a mule skin a mule, and the Russian collusion thing and all this. But you know what's interesting, Chris? Most of the right wingers and the conservatives and everything, they completely scoff at that. What could be more absurd than Trump being in collusion with Putin and everything? But you know, let me put forth this thesis to you, Chris. People are familiar with, in Freemasonry, the most familiar symbol is the square and the compass. But that's not the greatest symbol of Freemasonry. The greatest symbol of Freemasonry is the double-headed eagle, okay? And of course, the Kremlin, that's the symbol of the Kremlin, the double-headed eagle. And Poland has the double-headed eagle. A lot of those Eastern European countries and the Russian Orthodox Church and all this in the East, the double-headed eagle. And of course, our symbol is the bald eagle and everything. So these two eagles on the double-headed eagle, of course, they're like similar to like the Janus face. They're facing away from each other. They're like double-faced, facing away from each other. But, you know, and I know you're well-read and you're in a lot of areas that maybe we have the best audience in the world, the most well-informed, well-read audience in the world. But most people haven't really got into, like, Manly P. Hall and Albert Pike and so on and so forth, you know, and A.E. Wake and Robert Hieronymus and The Secret Destiny of America and all this stuff and everything. But anyways, my thesis is, Chris, and I'm not saying this with a certainty, but it's just food for thought. But the Masons always believe that two messiahs are better than one. It's kind of like the wife said to her husband when her husband was trying to assert, now listen, honey, I'm the head of this household, and you'll listen to me and everything. And the wife said, well, yeah, but honey, but they say that two heads are better than one. You know? So anyways, the Masons believe two heads are better than one. So it was prophesied, Chris, and, Albert Pike, you referred to Albert Pike's letter to, Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini over in Italy and everything. His vision, prophetic vision of the future, the three world wars. And, you know, some of these naive Christians will say, Satan's defeated. He doesn't know the future. How the heck can they? Well, listen, one little piece of food for thought, Chris. The scripture is very clear that Satan knows that his time is short. Well, right there, there's a clue that Satan has some comprehension of the future. Now, to what extent? That's debatable. To what extent Satan knows the future is debatable. But right there, that indicates that to one degree or another, Satan knows the future. So, anyways, but in the other Masonic prophecies, Chris, and you may be familiar with them. And I read this like a long time ago, but I never forget anything. I have like total recall. But it was prophesied that the double-headed eagle, this Masonic double-headed eagle, would rule and reign in the end times and everything, and that eagles represent heads of states, kind of like heads of empires, the Western Empire and the Eastern Empire and everything. But they were both supposed to have blonde hair and blue eyes. And lo and behold, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, who I call Vladimir Rasputin, they both have the blonde hair and blue eyes. You know, I just think we're living in such interesting times, Chris. That not only biblical prophecies, but Masonic prophecies. And so, what do you think about that thesis that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are indeed the human heads of that great symbol in Masonry? That all these people received the 33rd degree, under that symbol, the double-headed eagle. Where you know that Lucifer is indeed the god of this world and everything. And what do you think of that thesis that Putin and Trump are the human heads of the double-headed eagle? Have you ever considered that?
Not really. You know, I think it's conjectural and sort of anecdotal. I would say that America and Russia are two sides of the same coin. So in a sort of anecdotal or even allegorical reference, you know, maybe there's some truth to that, but I wouldn't give it too much credence because, you know, if for no other reason, it's really just speculative, at least on my part. So.
Yeah, well, like many things, Chris, I basically agree with you that only time will tell. But, I just think it's a distinct possibility. And this is apart from them being in collusion about the election. I'm not commenting on that. But I'm just saying that this idea that Trump and Putin would somehow have some kind of a kinship or affinity or some sort of common ground, it's not as absurd as most people, most right-wingers and conservatives think it is. You know, especially if they're both 33rd degree Masons, which I believe they both are. And but anyways, yeah. And so sometime I'd like to comment sometime on the whole thing with Iran too. You were mentioning Iran. I wasn't able to listen with undivided attention to your first hour, but I think Iran. Iran came up. Do I have time to comment on briefly on Iran, or do you have some other callers?
Go ahead.
I have
go ahead.
Time.
Yeah,
Chris. One thing that's bothered me now, let's compare, as they say, Holy Ayatollah Ruhollah Imam Khomeini to our American presidents, and Ayatollah Khomeini is supposed to be the devil incarnate, and our U.S. presidents are supposed to, you know, be able to walk on water. They're just wonderful people, you know, and without spot or blemish, our American presidents, you know. Now, Trump just got over on our Veterans Day. He was over in Vietnam. And, most people, their brains are so scrambled, Chris, they can't even follow me. I have to explain everything. But with you, like I said, I think you're erudite enough that you're in everything that your head's screwed on, so you'll more or less be able to follow me. But he's over there, and he's signing billions of dollars in deals over in Vietnam on our Veterans Day. Well, what he's really doing, and then I'll tie it back in with Iran if I have the time, but what he's really doing, Chris, is he's signing billions and billions of dollars on our Veterans Day with the Vietnamese veterans. All those guys, all those men that he was signing deals with, billions of dollars in deals, investing in their companies and resources and, you know, corporations and so on and so forth, they're all Vietnamese veterans. They're the reason why about 55,000 of our guys never achieved the status of being Vietnam veterans, because they never came home because of those Vietnamese veterans, okay? And here he's over there signing billions of dollars with those Vietnamese veterans that killed our guys, and why our guys never made it home. And now, do you think, anyways, I'm kind of straying from Iran, but do you think there's all kinds of Vietnam veterans, American Vietnam veterans, that are trying to get businesses going, or who have gotten businesses going and everything? Do you think Trump would bend over on our Veterans Day, give them billions of dollars in our government contracts and so on to help our own American Vietnam veterans? But here he is helping the Vietnamese veterans that killed our guys. And all these right wingers, he's fantastic. He can do no wrong. He doesn't have to collude secretly. He's doing it right in our face, under our nose, okay, colluding with the communists and everything. But
there's much more to say on that, but I'm kind of focused on another thread during this broadcast. But colluding in plain sight going on.
Yeah, maybe I'll call in again sometime and tie this back in. I just use Trump now as just a perfect example, but I was going to compare the U.S. presidents to Ayatollah Khomeini and then see what the audience decide. Who are the evil ones and who isn't quite so evil as we've been told? But maybe I'll save that for another call, because you did. The first hour it was... there's some workmen around here, and my attention was disrupted a couple of times, Chris. But there was something in the news or something that I guess was what the theme of your show today, something that happened in the news yesterday in Congress or something.
The focal point was sort of the disingenuous nature of the yesterday's Senate Commerce Committee hearing titled Terrorism and Social Media, #, Is Big Tech Doing Enough? So that's kind of the focal point. And the disingenuous nature that kind of centers around the fact that nefarious interests in our own so-called government and partners, allies, proxies around the world are actually doing more to foment and incite the sort of extremism and violence that they ostensibly seek to combat or counter. Anyway, we're gonna continue on.
Saudi Arabia being the prime example. I think you mentioned in the first hour. So yep. Okay, Chris. Well, I'll do a follow up call first chance I get, maybe, and make my comments about Iran and Ayatollah Khomeini and everything. But anyways, thanks for taking my call. And remember,
you bet, David.
Consider that the double headed eagle. You know.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Yep.
You bet. Bye thanks, now. David. Appreciate your call. I want to kind of jump back on track here. I'll just say this. Another comment to Senator John Toon's opening remarks yesterday. Anwar al-Awlaki, he mentioned. Speaking of Awlaki, I mean, this is kind of how the line has moved in America. Again, I'm not a fan of the kind of propaganda that Anwar al-Awlaki was circulating, but he was an American-born man, had not renounced his American citizenship as far as I know, and I know that's a whole different discussion. We're not going to get off into a 14th Amendment discussion right now, administrative state. Obviously, that's entirely different discussion. And I would be the first to say, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the court, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise, including drone striking you and your children. But I digress. But we are led to believe certain things, not in accordance with those kind of directives. Anyway, another comment, number 7, to Senator John Toon's opening remarks in yesterday's Senate Commerce Committee hearing. Anwar al-Awlaki, I would say he and his children were U.S. citizens who killed no one and were not afforded due process. And on that note, two things, or maybe three. One, I would encourage folks to read Jeremy Scahill's April 24, 2013 article in The Nation titled Inside America's Dirty Wars, how three U.S. citizens were killed by their own government in just the space of 1 month in 2011. Two, read Glenn Greenwald's January 30, 2017 article in The Intercept titled Obama Killed a 16-Year-Old American in Yemen, Trump just killed his 8-year-old sister. Remember, three times his enemy action. And three, read and or watch Jeremy Scahill's Dirty Wars. Maybe one other remark before we go into the break, and then we'll come back to the phones on the other side of this break. Number 8, John Toon said in a recent blog post, Facebook said that artificial intelligence now removes 99% of ISIS and Al-Qaeda related terror content, even before it can be flagged by a member of the community, and sometimes even before it can be seen by any users. And so that pesky 1% conveniently hidden in the haystack out in plain sight. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. All right, after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. So again, in Senator John Thune's opening remarks yesterday, he said Facebook recently announced that its artificial intelligence now removes 99% of ISIS and Al-Qaeda-related terror content. And so that pesky 1% conveniently hidden in the haystack, I would say, is this, or I would ask, is that the CIA, a.k.a. Facebook and Operation Earnest Voice, hiding the state-sanctioned, state-run AI propaganda army out in plain sight on social media, in between the posts of dupes and useful idiots, basically? If I had to guess, I'd say the so-called 99% is content not unlike this broadcast, and the remaining 1% is of a Gladio or Gladio B variety. And why do I say that? There's a punchline coming, and you know, we need to get to that. I've seen... I'll just mention this, and we'll go back to the phones. I've seen a weird censorship that I haven't seen before. David Irving talking about how he thinks. What's the title of the video? The title of the video is How David Irving Thinks the Holocaust Happened. I noticed yesterday that YouTube has what you might call shadow banned or quietly censored that video, which is, while it's not ISIS or Al-Qaeda related propaganda, it's history. It's a credentialed historian and scholar, David Irving, after years of research, including reviewing the source documents, holding them in his own hand, reading them, a guy who is fluent in German and English, an unimpeachable witness, if you will. It's his take on what actually happened during the Nazi regime. And, you know, in simple terms, how he believes that Himmler was actually coordinating much of what was happening, not Hitler, kind of going behind Hitler's back, sort of, in the field. Anyway, it's David Irving's version of history, or his assessment, I suppose, of what was happening, having read the documents himself, being fluent in German and English. So, what exactly is wrong with that? Why can't someone say, this is what I think happened? That's all he says. And that has been censored? Why? I mean, I ask rhetorically. You and I both know why. It's because that kind of, well, maybe the best answer comes from James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me. I'll mention that on the other side of the break. You know, that statement James Lowen points to, that when we start introducing ideas, then there isn't the melodrama that history unfolds. You know, there are no questions. There are no ideas. It all just goes the way it goes. And we're not supposed to ask questions or think. And David Irving is thinking and saying, well, you know, I think this is what happened. So that has to get shut down. But I digress. Let's go to the phones again here in the remaining moments and grab Bob in Montana. Bob, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Bob.
I was listening to your program from the start, and you were talking about the hearing and how they brought up the Pizzagate thing.
Right.
And this Elefantis, who run Pizzagate, he's listed as the 49th most powerful man in Washington, D.C. And I contend that to get into that position with just running a little pizza ping pong place, that was probably a blackmail operation on the order of the Franklin scandal.
Exactly. The Franklin cover-up that's been covered up. Yeah.
And the man that they talked about getting armed and going up there, well, the one shot that he fired just happened to destroy the hard drive on a computer at Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. You know, that was just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Yep, another and Manchurian also, candidate, useful idiot.
Yes, and as Ted Gunderson had brought out years ago about the CIA being behind the Finders group, you know, I think all of this fits right in, and a big majority of these congressmen and senators back there, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them were compromised and being blackmailed, and that's
absolutely
why we see the type of legislation and stuff brought out. But
yeah.
Anyway, That's my main comment. I love your show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, January 18th, 2018. Bob, to your point, I would remind folks, you know, going back to the J. Edgar Hoover era of the FBI, you know, and him keeping notes, what the capabilities are today are vastly beyond, I would say, J. Edgar Hoover's wildest dreams. And, you know, he was notorious for keeping notes and files on just about everybody, essentially for blackmailing folks. And I would just remind the audience that Larry Klayman has been talking about his client Dennis Montgomery, a former NSA, CIA, and DIA contractor who came forward to the Comey FBI under grant of immunity with 47 hard drives and 600 plus million pages of documentation of government spying, including, what, 159 senators and congressmen, I believe. And that's proven. So where is that information? And that's been memory hold, which is why last June Larry Klayman filed suit against Comey et al. For the cover-up, because all of that information has been memory hold. The point is there is a massive amount of documentation of spying. We heard it during the 2016 election cycle. There's spying. There is spying going on, including on congressmen. So to Bob's point about folks being compromised, you'll notice usually You know, one of the biggest examples is I remember when South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said, you know what, I don't think we want to take FEMA dollars. And suddenly he was having an affair with a woman in, what, Argentina? Just all of a sudden, you know, you don't want FEMA dollars, guess what? You're having an affair. Oops. So I believe, you know, see, this is exploiting a vulnerability in human nature. It's the sin nature in people. And that is the reality. We are plagued by a sin nature. So anyway, the capabilities of this broader intelligence community that is arguing speciously to wire itself more and more together, hardwire itself more and more together with all of the sharing and collaborating and so forth, it already has way too much power. So when you think about the capability to spy on anyone, anywhere, under some specious guise, you will invariably amass volumes of compromising information on just about everybody because of human nature. Anyway, Bob, I appreciate your call and your sentiments. Hopefully that made sense and I added something to that. Let's go back to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Real quickly to Dave's comments. Dave, the Vietnamese soldiers were conscripted just as the Americans were. I would suggest a video that Chris sent me a link to, Eustace Mullins and Bobby Lee interview about all wars are carefully scripted, New World Order productions. I would ask you to watch that. My brother-in-law went to Nam. And he knew we shouldn't be there. But he said, John, you're there. You're being shot at. You got to shoot back or die. So you're thrown into a situation that you know is wrong with no choice. They were done the same way. And in America, we had more ability to have the information than someone living in a hut in the middle of a rainforest. So people of Vietnam are not my enemies. Anyway, back to what you were just talking about a moment ago.
Chris, well said.
I was watching Richie from Boston, and you may have seen the same video. On Point Preparedness put a video up talking about the Food Network wants you to drink this. So if you go to On Point Preparedness, folks, and scroll down about 20, 30 videos down, you'll find it. And what it amounts to, the Bible is full of warnings of what we should and shouldn't eat, what we should and shouldn't drink. And one of the things that we're to not drink is blood, because according to God's word, the life of the body is in the blood. These things that the Bible has warned us not to do, people have been doing for eons, for thousands of years since the creation. They've been disobedient. And they're doing exactly the opposite of what God tells them not to do. They're doing it, which is Pizzagate, which is Comet Ping Pong Pizza, which is spirit cooking, which is disappearing children, which is the guy that I can't remember his name, the one that played in The Matrix, that said that they were drinking blood from black or white children that were kept in the refrigerator. These people are doing this. And as far as being compromised in Washington, D.C., and the owner of a pizza company or a pizza parlor being the 49th most powerful person in the city that holds the seat of the government of the United States, when you've got 435 congressmen and 100 senators and the cabinet and the president, and this guy's 49th, something is rotten in D.C., folks. This country is not what we think it is. It's not what we've been taught it was. It never has been. It never will be. So I would suggest that spirit cooking is real, that people really are. And we're going to the movies paying to watch Twilight series. And then in the 1960s, Dark Shadows,
exactly.
And vampirism. and we get a kick out of it.
Paying to be propagandized, which further induces Stockholm syndrome.
To be told the truth. To being told the truth. You're turning it on. I can't miss Dark Shadows or whatever the program was. It's in your face. They're telling you, and you're saying, John, you're crazy. You know, you really believe they're drinking blood? Well, God put a warning in that book for a reason, telling you not to. Telling you what to do with it when you spill the blood of an animal, you let it go to the ground because he owns it. It's his. He made it. And he's saying, don't drink it. Don't do that. And we're doing that because why? Even the scientists now are saying that you can live longer and more healthy, and it's a going thing around the world. It's been duck blood soup in China and other countries for years. Now it's people blood soup. They're not even turning it into a soup. They're just drinking it, thinking that they're going to live a long time, and they're going to be healthy. And, you know, the whole idea of Planned Parenthood and abortion, people, I'm not going to be graphic, but I'm going to tell you that it is modern day, and I've known it since 2002. It's modern day Moloch worship. We're not throwing them into the fire anymore. We're saying, hey, you got a choice. You don't want that baby. Let us help you. And the woman from Planned Parenthood that says, I want a Maserati, yeah, she wants a Maserati. She has opened up a human meat market. Don't bruise the liver next time. Who wants bruised liver? I mean, I know that this is something that is very dark. People might ask, John, why are you talking about this? Because we need to get it through our heads that Ephesians 6 is there for a reason. That we're really not wrestling against Donald Trump or Vladimir, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Vladimir Putin. They're not our enemies. They're doing what they're told to do, and we need to be doing what we're told to do. As if we're Christians, we need to reprove, rebuke, and reproach, and turn the light on in the room. When you come into the room and the world's full of darkness, turn the light of Jesus Christ on, and darkness has to leave. It'll flee. And if we can get people to understand that, that's where the answer is, folks. And with that, thank you, Chris, for letting me preach.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. It really will flee. You know, we're supposed to draw near to the Lord. You too, John. Draw near to the Lord. Flee. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to the Lord, you know, as James put it. You know, for more on that subject, if people are interested, Grace, YouTube channel, Really Graceful, if you go to her YouTube channel, Really Graceful, search Soros, just Soros, and watch the video. If you're interested, watch the video titled Madeline McCann and George Soros, Look at Their Eyes. Another one that's interesting, these are both from a year ago, talking pizza parlors, George Soros and fake news on Patriot Outlaws Radio. It's another interesting video. That's an hour long, but the Madeline McCann and George Soros Look at Their Eyes video I've mentioned before, that's less than 3 minutes long. And it's pretty shocking. Something that you can circulate. That's been viewed 168,000 times. Anyway, much more to cover. Not much time to do it. Let's go back to the phones and grab Harvey in Florida. Harvey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello again, Chris.
Hey, Harvey.
It's a wonderful program again, and I remembered something overnight there that Dr. Stan Munteith used to always say, and I believe it, and I think you believe it. We become accomplices to the evils that we fail to oppose, and that's the basic premise of your program, opposing evil. That's really, really a wonderful job you're doing.
Yeah, and, you know, I've kind of spoken to that in recent broadcasts, you know, the fact that specifically the soundbite, voting for the lesser of two evils, which makes oneself a party to evil or an accomplice to evil, has been normalized. That shouldn't be. I mean, why can't we, you know, instead of doing that, why can't we have a write-in campaign? Why can't there be, you know, 55 million write-in ballots for a candidate who's not necessarily on the ballot? That can happen. But the mind is repelled from the concept because we are so conditioned by this propaganda that this the construct of, you know, only two choices. It reminds me of the efforts that the Trump campaign leveraged in Cambridge Analytica and Michael Kaczynski's research specifically to suppress votes. And there were two major efforts. If there was vote fraud, I think it was the Cambridge Analytica research to suppress votes on Facebook to get voters not to turn out, and also through the interstate cross-check system. And so anyway, yeah, making oneself a party to evil is to be an accomplice to evil, which we shouldn't be doing in America. It's time to stop.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly. And I wanted to mention, you know, you brought up the Saudi Arabians and the Saudi Empire. And a friend of mine who used to come on my radio program, about 15 years ago, was a gentleman named Timothy N. Hunter. And he wrote an article in the Middle East Quarterly called Appeasing the Saudis. This was in 1996. So I don't know if you have the internet or if you could give me an email, I could send this to you. But I do want to read the first paragraph of his article here, one paragraph. In December 1992, the U.S. Department of State assigned me to serve as an administrative attaché at the American Consulate in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. My activities there became controversial because I raised questions about the restrictions on the human rights of Americans. On April 21st, 1995, the State Department terminated without explanation my appointment in the Foreign Service. The following pages recount my experiences in Saudi Arabia leading up to my expulsion. I believe these to be of interest to the general public because they show the dismaying way in which the American officials appeased the Saudis. And I really would appreciate if you read this article, this story, because had people paid attention to this, 9/11 would never have happened. And I had him on my program quite a few times, Timothy N. Hunter, Appeasing the Saudis, the Middle East Quarterly, 1996. It was March 1996. And if you give me your email, I'd be happy to send it to you right now.
I have it in front of me. It's in the Middle East Quarterly, and it is a great article, and you're absolutely right. And J. Michael Springman's intimations are basically a carry-on to what Timothy Hunter said. And, you know, the fact that again, this is the inescapable reality of history, the fact that 15 of 19 alleged Saudi, 9/11 hijackers were Saudi, and where did they get their visas? From the CIA's Jeddah consulate through what J. Michael Springman calls the U.S. government's visas for terrorist program. And Timothy Hunter wrote the warning back in March 1996, as you pointed out, and as you said, it wasn't a surprise. If we would have listened, 9/11 never would have happened, which is why it's no surprise that 1 week after 9/11, Norm Dixon wrote the article over at Green Left titled How the CIA Created Osama Bin Laden. All of the information was already out. Gary Webb was on C-SPAN's Washington Journal talking about this in 1998. He mentioned Jonathan Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World, which was published back in 1984, which told us the same things. You're absolutely right. None of this is a surprise. And today, here we are in the same rinse and repeat scenarios, though they're a little more clever and a little more fancy and sophisticated, technologically advanced. It's still the same nonsense.
And, you know, Timothy Hunter, they did everything. The government did every single thing. First, they put him under protective custody to protect him from the Saudis. It's a really unbelievable story. And then they just went on to destroy his financial ability. There's all kinds of lawsuits he did against the government, which pretty much went nowhere. One of my attorney friends was trying to represent him at the time. So just wanted to let you know, just a lot. It's ironclad. And don't forget George Bush kissing the ring of the Saudi royals. So And they all do it. And didn't Trump just do the same thing? Didn't he just go to the glowing globe with the Saudi royal family to put his hands on the glowing globe?
Yep.
And the sword dance? And the sword dance with the Saudi king?
Yep.
What a sick joke.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet.
Thank you, man.
Harvey. I appreciate it. Thanks, Harvey. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up right after this short break.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already. Didn't even get to the punchline of the broadcast, that being the censorship again of the David Irving video titled How David Irving Thinks the Holocaust Happened. Why did that need to be censored? In a very odd way, by the way. All of the sharing and commenting and everything is shut down. It's still up, but it's basically, a black hole of information. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. We'll come back to that stuff tomorrow. Let's grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, you've been lauding Martin Luther King this week. And
I don't know about lauding. I'm just saying that the views that he espoused shortly before his untimely passing, I think, are what got him killed, and I think his views were laudable, absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. If he was intentionally killed by the government, which I would argue is the case, then therefore they intentionally wanted him to be a martyr. And I see that, you know, how the inversion of political logic goes, where patriots in the modern era basically come out to defend and romanticize basically who was a Marxist in the 60s, and we incorporate that, and now we justify civil rights laws. You know, and some people might like civil rights laws, unless you're a landlord and you wanted the freedom to decide who you rent your apartment to. And so it infringes upon your property rights. So it's a loss of freedom. And so Martin Luther King might have wanted to advance the freedom for blacks, but at the same time, he diminishes the freedom for everybody and helps build an even bigger Department of Justice as we criminalize more what used to be normal, acceptable behavior. And that's the problem with the civil rights movement.
I think that may have been sort of the modus operandi early on, but in that last, especially that last year of his life, I see a different course taking shape in his life. And I think that's what the powers that shouldn't be, you know, as folks like James Corbett put it, had intended, exactly what you outlined. And you're kind of getting ahead to what kind of the climax of today's broadcast was supposed to be, but we're out of time. But I would kind of make the distinction, basically, in using what happened, and I'll do this tomorrow, I'll finish all of this tomorrow, but in using David Irving as an example, I would say, you know, just to, there's not time. I'll say this, in David Irving's case, you know, a guy fluent in German, a credentialed historian and scholar, fluent in German and English, holding in his hands the very documents of the, well, I'll have to finish this tomorrow. We'll kind of start there and circle back around. You raise a good point, Paul, but I think a different course was taking shape at the end of Dr. Martin Luther King's life, and I think the views that he espoused were definitely laudable. I'll just leave it at that for the day. Anyway, I appreciate your call, Paul. As always, folks, it is an honor and a pleasure. I hope today was informative. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.